Praise the Lord. And so this week we are starting our fasting program. Start at midnight tonight, and we'll run till, and we finish off at, that's Monday to Sunday. We finish off at next Sunday, after the testimony Sunday. All right? So we close. And then also, between now and to the end of the year, though we are asking God for 11th hour miracle, right, that God will still do 6 weeks too much for God to answer your prayers. But apart from that, we are going to be, I'm going to be preparing you between now and 6 weeks' time towards the transition 2020, okay? So if you've not registered, go register gwcexplosion.com. I want you to go register and come and be part of it. I also want you to do something for me every week. Go onto our Facebook page or our Instagram page. Go and share that video. All right, let's do share. Make part of your daily routine for me, please. The Lord will bless you as you do. All right. And thank you for all the suggestions. We're going to do everything possible to implement them. All right. Praise the Lord. Fasting is good. You have to fast and pray. You know, I'm going to be touching on the things you need to do to attract God, to attract the 11th hour miracle God. God doesn't just go anywhere. God needs to be invited. God doesn't just show up. The fact that you have prayed does not mean that God will answer. That is a fallacy, they call it. Yes, so because you just prayed, then God will just answer. No. You got to qualify. You have to look at the people in the Bible that God came speedily for them. And between now and 6 weeks' time, we're going to be talking about those things, all right? And how to attract God. You have to. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 20, verse 3, the Bible says, and this is talking about the God of the 11th hour. It says, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. A man and a woman is not meant to be idle in the marketplace. You are meant to be engaged. You are a man of purpose. People of purpose are busy people. People of purpose don't have idle minds. Neither do they have idle hands. People of purpose are great people going somewhere to happen. But here they were idle. Verse 4, and said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. Whatever is right, God will give you in Jesus' mighty name. Between now and the end of the month, whatever is right, God will give you. Between now and the end of the year, whatever is right, God will give you. God is never late. God is never late. And the Bible says, and again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? And they said, because no one hired us. I really salute the courage of these guys. 11th hour. The Bible says, but there are not 12 hours in a day. But 11th hours, man, I learned something about, that's not where I'm going to today, but I just give you this hint. 11th hour, they were still waiting. They're still standing and waiting. That tells me expectation. 11th hour, you would have called it quit. 1 hour to go. 1 hour to go. Will you still be standing? Will you still be waiting 1 hour to go? 1 hour to go. I said, but there's nobody to help us. But 1 hour to go. I will teach you sometime about expectation. Expectation. 1 hour to go. They refuse to give up. Our first hour, second hour, third hour, four, five, nine, 10, 11th hour. I said, we are still expecting. I will be hired. I said, somebody will hire you 1 hour to go. He said, I don't know. I don't care. But the day is not over yet. 1 hour to go, the day is not over yet. 1 hour to go, he said, the day is not over yet. And guess what? 11th hour, God came. May God meet you at the 11th hour. I said, may God meet you at the 11th hour. But that's not my story today. But the fact is, there are certain things, certain conditions that attract God. And I want to share some of them with you, starting from today. And the very first one is prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Come on, say prayers. Prayers. I can't hear you. Say prayers. Prayers. And tap your neighbor, say, and fasting. Ask your neighbor, say, when last did you fast? Mm-hmm. When last did you fast? When last did you fast? I want God to answer my prayers. When last did you fast? When last did you intensify your prayers? Who told you that because you have prayed, God will answer? And what kind of prayer did you even pray? What kind of prayer did you pray that gave you the confidence that God will answer your prayers? What kind of prayers did you pray? Folks, you must learn to pray. And you must pray. Many of you have learned to pray, but you would pray. Many of you know what fasting means, but you won't fast. You just eat and watch and dance and text and type. Fasting, you won't fast. You have never fasted for extended period, but yet you want all the blessings in the world. How is that going to happen? The Bible says that the enemy comes. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he's doing a great job of it. He is prepared to take you out, and yet you can't pray. You can't pray. You sleep too much. You sleep too much. You talk too much. You eat too much. You complain too much. Can't pray. Can't pray. Cannot pray. Fasting and prayers. Prayers with fasting attracts heaven. Attracts heaven. Your destiny is too great for it not to be powered. You have to learn to power your dreams. You have to learn to power your vision. You have to learn to power the purpose and the plans of God for your life. If not, it won't happen. There is a great resistance, and God has told you, the enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. So you've got to power through. But what kind of power do you have when you can't pray? You can't pray. You grab the Bible, read one verse, and you sleep. And you say, but I don't like reading. Okay, do audio. You do audio, it's like reading to a child. You fall asleep. So, what's yours? Tap your neighbor. Say, my neighbor. What's up? Philippians 4:6. It says, be anxious for nothing. He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. So we are talking about you praying. We've not talked about supplication. Supplication. Highly intensified long-range missile prayer. Supplication. Then there's intercession. Standing in the gap for someone else. You've not even sorted yourself out. How will you even make that grade? So the same way, this prayer you are praying now, the way you pray now, you've been praying like that since 1940. There's no upgrade in your prayer life. The cock and shoot prayer you were... You have upgraded your iPhone, but your prayer life is not upgraded. You have iPhone X. You have Samsung Y. You have HTC W. But your prayer life is still crawling. Your prayer life is still crawling. You can't say categorically with conviction. God said, because you don't know how to hear the voice of God. You don't know how to hear. The amount of convicted scriptures in your spirit and in your mind, negative. When you say, I'm a Christian, please ask your neighbor, which one? Ask, tap your neighbor, every time. Ask, say, which one? Which one are you? Which Christian are you? Eh? Which Christian are you? Eh? So when you got born again, they say, can you pray? Say, yes. What's the prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come, us in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. That will be done. Year one. Year two, can you pray? Yes, I can pray. What's the prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy. Oh, excuse me. Year three, the same. Year four, you're the same. There is no upgrade in your prayer life. Even your tongue has not changed. Your tongue has remained the same for so long, even the devil can interpret it. Hey! Your tongue has remained the same for so long. Hey! Even Satan can interpret that tongue. He said, whoa, what program is that? He said, is it anyone? He said, I know what that one means. So, we let that prayer, take that prayer from his mouth. Your prayer is no longer encrypted. Your prayers are no longer encrypted. The Bible says when we speak in tongue, we speak in mysteries. Every day, satanic viruses are released. They are spiritual hacking. But because you have not upgraded the operating system of that prayer, it has been hacked. Satan knows what you are telling your God and they intercept it. Because you will not upgrade your prayer life. You will not upgrade your spiritual life. Your authority in the spirit is non-existent. It is outdated. Your authority in the spirit is non-existent because it is outdated. Your operating system is outdated spiritually. You're doing the same thing, right? The same second in the spirit. So we know your routine. Satan knows your routine. There's no upgrade. Everything of note has upgrades. True or false? One day we went to Blue Water. Got to Apple, and there was this long queue. I said, what's going on here? This queue is unusually long. They said, yes. They said the latest iPhone is about to be released. So they are queuing up to register phone. They are queuing up to register so that they will be the first to collect the new operating system. My friend, for the past 7 years, you have changed your shoes. You have changed your clothes. We open your wardrobe. We don't even know you. In fact, you open your wardrobe. First of all, you go numb. Because you don't know what to wear. Then you spend the next 15 minutes trying to sort out colors. Which one goes with where? Which one goes with what? Which one goes with what? But yet, your prayer life, the foundation of your existence, your channel of communication with the Almighty God is running on an operating system that you received when you got born again. It's running on an operating system you received when you got born again. And your dream has increased. You are married. You have children. You want to raise your children on an old, dated operating system in the spirit? You want to power your marriage with an outdated operating system in the spirit? And then you then wonder, why is my marriage like this? Why is my finances like this? Why are my children like this? Why is my house like this? Why is my neighborhood like this? Why is my career like this? Upgrade your system. Prayer and fasting is not negotiable. And I'm not fasting for you. I'm not one of those pastors that say, yeah, bring all their problems to me. I'm going to be praying for you. Do I look like Jesus? You know, you see someone say, oh, don't worry, I'm going to be praying for you. Seriously? How many of you want to pray for? I'm looking for sons and daughters who will step up and carry the burden of prayers with me. My church. I understand year one. In fact, year one, too much. I understand first month. You stay in this ministry for 3 months. You should be a full-grown, fire-fighting, fire-eating, demon-chasing church member. If you are serious, you should have upgraded to intercession. Do you know what that means? Do you know what intercession means? A spiritual police. As if Satan is attacking someone, then you show up in the spirit and say, why are you attacking him? In the name of Jesus, let him go. Not let me go. Let him go. That's intercession. And then you turn to Jesus. Jesus, look at what this devil is doing to this brother. Father, in your name, let him go. That's intercession. When will you get there? When will you get there? Church years, you are 25 years. Spirit years, you are 2 months. When will you? A spiritual baby is useless to anybody. When will you get there? When will you grow? When will God tell you what? He said, can I do anything without telling my friend Abraham? Abraham, I will kill Sodom. I will deal with them. Abraham, do you see what they are doing? Abraham, I will finish them. Abraham, do you see this industry? I will take them out. Abraham, go at this industry. Abraham, your boss. You see what your boss is doing? Abraham, your neighbor. You see what when will God talk to you? When will God talk to you? You tell me. When? Is it even your agenda to carry the secrets of God? Or you are just bouncing about with a big chest? I am a Christian. What is that? What is that? Prayer and fasting. You fast until your eyes pop. You can't eat like this and get things done. You can't play like this. You are playing and get things done. You can't hang out with the company you are keeping and get things done. There's a company you keep that turns God away. And you can't keep talking the way you are talking and say you want to attract heaven. No! But to deal with this, but to bring this body under subjection and bring it in alignment with the power and the anointing of God, you've got to fast and pray. You fast and pray. Fast and pray. Fast and pray. Fast and pray. If I ask you to fast the number of days commensurate to the number of shoes you have, that you should fast the number of days commensurate with the number of shoes you have. Many of you won't make it to the end of this year. You won't. You won't. If we say we should fast the number of days you have changed your hairstyle this year, he said, no, it's not too much. The number of days that you've changed your hairstyle is. The number of days you've had your hair cut this year. You know, it's not too much. Just do know what I mean. You know, we know you don't change your hairstyle regularly. So just, you know, you say, how many days? 40 days fast, you know? Yeah. 50 days? How many? If we decide that here, you won't come to church next Sunday. Yeah, all of a sudden you say, well, for the purpose of convenience, this church is closer to me. Listen, folks. Fasting. In fact, not just fasting, living a fasted life is a great investment. Living a fasted life is a great investment. There are people in the Bible, in the scripture, who lived a fasted life. Great, great, great investment. You know them. Esther. A fasted life. Fast. I mean, proper fast. Not the fast you do. We are fasting from midnight. And then by 10 o'clock in the morning, you are looking at your wristwatch. We are fasting. Ah! Oh, wow. We're almost there. 10 o'clock in the morning. 12 o'clock. They look at you, they think that this person is just dead right now. By 2 o'clock, you are anxious, angry, irritated. You yourself become an irritant. Well, because you are fasting. Listen, the depth of your prayer, your spiritual authority, is what determines what you get from God. And for so many, your spiritual authority, your life in the spirit, is so low that it cannot deliver on the things you're asking God for. It is too low. Your life in the spirit, your level of spiritual authority is too low to deliver on your dreams. Your spiritual authority is too low to power your desires. Your desires must be powered. Your vision must be powered. Your home must be powered. The life of your children must be powered. And it must be powered through the authority you have in the spirit. And you gain that authority first and foremost by being a prayerful person, prayer and fasting. You cannot be like a child who all he wants to do is stuff things in his mouth or in her mouth. You cannot. You cannot. You fast one day, you can turn things around. Matthew 7, 7 to 7. 7 to 11. Matthew chapter 7. He said, ask and it will be given to you. He said, you seek. You seek and you will find. You knock and it will be open to you. Next verse. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and he who knocks it will be open. And now these are active engagement, consistent and persistent active engagement. It says seek. It says seek. Seek is to search, to look for, to find. A state of heart that is constantly seeking. It says you should knock, not knock once. He said you should ask, not ask once, in the place of prayer. Are you ready to fast and pray? So, church, as we kick off this fast, I want you to be determined to change your playing field. And so for many of us, when we pray, like we saw in Daniel, the Bible says that, it said, from the very moment you prayed, it said, God released that angel. And the angel was coming down to answer that prayers. But the Bible says the prince of Persia interrupted that particular delivery. I said, where are you going to with this prayer? Where are you going to? He said, well, a child of God has prayed, and has been praying, and I'm bringing this package. He said, my friend, who is this child of God? And the Bible and the devil looks probably lost. Look at this person. I say, this person has no weight in their spirit. Grab it, bring that package. Put it in my warehouse. How many of your blessings are in the devil's warehouse right now? But the Bible says that, but Daniel, he stayed on his knees, called a fast upon himself, and the Bible says he prayed 21. And because of that fasting and that prayer, a second angel was released to ensure that that package is delivered. So fasting determines, your fasting and your prayers determines the level of deliverance you get from God. Every time you pray, God does not hurt prayers. Every time, he said, I will not seek the kids of Jacob to seek me in vain. God does not hold prayers. So what is the problem? Well, the problem are two areas. Either your spiritual life, either your level of authority, because your level of authority cannot. The Bible says in Jude that even Satan was contesting the life of Moses. Challenging the life of Moses. What is he doing in heaven? Bring him to hell. He's a murderer. So you must understand the factors at play spiritually. But you cannot if you choose to remain a baby Christian. You will never know how to interpret what's going on around you spiritually if you choose to stay a baby Christian. Who is a baby Christian? The one who just refuses to grow in the Lord. You won't pray. You won't fast. You won't read the Bible. You will never do anything. You will never commit to anything spiritual. Then what on earth are you doing? What are you doing? You're not God. Only God is allowed to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Why are you the same today as you were last year? Why is your spiritual life, why is even your tongue, why is it the same as it is last year? And what are you going to do about it? No. You've got to grow in the place of spiritual authority. Spiritual authority is what determines the level of success you will enjoy on this earth. You know why? Because you will face many tribulations and you have no answers for them. You will face so many resistance, you have no answer for them. You have no answer. Why do you want to be the one telling the stories? People who don't have answers cannot interpret their circumstances, they tell stories. You know what, funny thing? When things are not working for me, well, at least I know things are not working for me. It's not because of the devil. It's because of God. The Bible says, and God caused men to ride over me. So there are some things you go through, you know, hey, this is not Satan. No, don't feel sorry for me. This is God. So what do I do? Grab my pen. Grab my paper. Take my lessons. Take my notes. Because I know I'm going through this because God has appointed me to use this to help someone in the future. Like a Joseph. But when you are a baby Christian, when you refuse to grow and lack spiritual authority, you can never interpret anything. You call good bad and you call bad good. You embrace the ones that God wants to separate from. Do you understand? So I want you to be determined to change your playing field spiritually. I want you to be spiritually conscious. I want you to grow in the spirit. I want you to mature in the spirit. I want to be fervent in prayers. I want to be fervent in spirit. I want to be adept in your understanding of scriptures. I want to grow in the Lord. And that's not rocket science. That's not rocket science. At least we know when things are not working, we know, you know what, Lord, this is you. This is not Satan. We know you are behind this. And then you can pray a simple prayer. Show me the purpose of this suffering. Show me the purpose of this delay. Who do you want me to be a blessing to? Who have you called me to serve? Because in that trouble is your ministry. In that trouble is your testimony. But if you are not fervent in spirit, you will never know. You will never know. You never know. Yeah, I don't ask your pastor. I don't want you to live life blind. You're just blind spiritually. I mean, you'll be at the mercy of the devil. What you think is good life right now, you don't have control over it, and it can be taken away from you. Why do you want to live a life you don't have control over? Why? Why? Just because you cannot invest your own time and effort in building yourself spiritually in the faith you claim to believe in. Then what is the point? So, I want us to go deep. We play hard. We pray hard. We'll be men and women of the Spirit. We'll be men and women of God. We may be humble. We may be humble. We may have fun. We may laugh. We may jest. But in that, we never lose our identity. We are firebrand, built by the Word, sustained by the Word, and upgraded regularly. We are full of the Spirit and full of anointing. We are graced, and the hand of our God is upon us. We understand the signs and the season. We know when to go in and we know when to come out. We are not spiritually blind. We are matured in faith, and we keep growing. The Bible says, it says the strong is for those who by reason of use have exercised themselves unto godliness. We have exercised and continue to exercise ourselves unto godliness, to be like our God and our Maker. Praise the Lord. Is that you this morning? Rise to your feet and let us pray.